Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, the California Redwood Chorale presents its holiday concerts, November 30th in Sebastopol and December 1st in Santa Rosa. I am here with conductor and director Gage Purdy. Good morning, Gage.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Maybe before we get into these concerts, you can kind of catch me up on what the Redwood Chorale does and what the group's all about.
It's very exciting. The California Redwood Chorale is actually an international traveling choir. Every year and a half to 2 years, we go abroad. Next year, we're going to Morocco in March.
Oh, wow.
We are a choir composed of about 45 singers on average, and we do everything from classical large pieces to contemporary music, which this concert tends to be a little more contemporary and exciting.
Excellent. How long have you been working with them?
I'm about to finish my first year as director.
Oh, okay.
Of the group. Yeah.
What's that experience been like, this first year of diving in?
It's always really exciting. The first little bit, everyone's feeling each other out. Everyone's not really sure. But by the end of about month five, we really started hitting a stride, and the group began to really coalesce, and it's a community unlike any other. It's really incredible.
Nice. So you guys are doing holiday concerts. I assume this is probably something that happens every year.
Yes, sir. I mean, we don't stick so heavily to purely holiday music, but we try to keep it winter themed and really sentimental.
Mm. Excellent. So on November 30th, you'll be at St. Stephen's Church in Sebastopol. That's a 2:30 p.m. show. And then the next day, December 1st, you'll be at the Church of the Incarnation in Santa Rosa, also 2:30. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the shows. What can people expect?
We have a really exciting program. We have some cutting-edge music that has been composed in the last year and a half by directors from all around the world, some of the most incredible brand-new music. We have, in fact, some of this music is really incredible, and we have a lot of local musicians helping us out. So the Vintners in String Quartet, led by Matt Vincent, is accompanying us for almost half of our music, which is really incredible.
Hmm.
And our accompanist, John Hazelrig, is about one of the most exciting accompanists that I've ever had the opportunity to work with. He is always excited. He is passionate about what he does. And to find a humble musician that's incredible is out of this world. So we really get to feature everyone. We get to feature our choir in any other way. It's magnificent, honestly. They have produced a sound and a warmth that really is heartwarming. It's a passionate and incredible experience. Our accompanist and the string quartet have really added a depth to our music that I didn't think was quite possible.
Oh, nice.
At this time. But we are performing a set of music that I will take the audience from dusk of a winter's evening all the way to the dawn of the next day.
Hmm.
And it's this nostalgic and sentimental experience from dawn to dusk, or dusk to dawn, rather.
Right. I'm curious to hear more about what makes something cutting edge in the world of choir music.
I know, it's kind of an unorthodox concept. What's really exciting? Well, what's really incredible is you see these composers, and a lot of them are rather young. The choral community is often known for being stuffy, older men that really have just been doing the same thing their whole life. But you have all of these composers in their 30s and 40s now that are now taking music to the next level. They're making the music more dynamic and interesting. They're not just setting text to make it pleasant, they're actually emulating the emotion through the chords and through the notes that the singers.
Wow. So then you get about two dozen voices delivering that, right?
Yeah. We have, and depending upon the song, it's anywhere from two to four dozen, which is the really insane part of it, like a large group. And for Sonoma County, I would say we're a pretty large size group. There are a couple larger, but this is right that comfort zone, mm-hmm. I have to say. And everyone has their emotion. Some of our songs, there's only two to three people singing on a part. We have one song where there's 12 parts singing at any given time.
Hmm. Interesting. And I bet those sound great in these churches, these halls that you're in.
We're really excited for the Church of the Incarnation in particular because it has some of that older architecture and it's really stunning to sing in there. But just getting to perform with the wood and this natural comfort of sound, I'm really excited.
Oh, I bet. So tickets are $20. You can find those on brownpapertickets.com or get them at the door.
Yes, sir.
Is there a good website for people to find California Redwood Chorale?
Yeah, so the website actually is californiaredwoodchorale.org.
Mm-hmm.
But if you search California Redwood Chorale online, you'll find us. We also have a very active Facebook page.
All right. We'll find them online and then go see the shows on the 30th and the 1st. Gage, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.